namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram jaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudire. Nashtaprayesha vadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtike. Hare Krishna. So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Chapter the activities 1. Of Maharaj Priyavrata. Chapter 39. Please repeat. Tasya hava ete slokaha. This and the other one. 39 and 40. This is 39. Yes. Priyavrata kritam karma kona kuryad vineshwaram yone minim nairakarot chayam ghnan saptavaridhin. Is that difficult? Yes, it's easy. Tasya hava ete slokaha priyavrata kritam karma priyavrata kritam karma priyavrata kritam karma kona kuryad vineshwaram no yo nemi nimnair akarot chayam ghnan saptavaridhin priyavrata kritam karma. This is the top one. Tasya hava ete shlokaha priyavrata kritam karma kona kuryad vineshwaram yone minim nairakarot chayam gnan saptavaridhin. Please chant. Unusual tone, right? We use it. Normally we do it a different way. Hare Krishna. The word's meaning. Tasya, his, hava, certainly, ete, all these, slokaha, verses, priyavrata, why king priyavrata? Kritam, done. Karma, activities. Kaha, who, nu, then. Kuryat, can execute. Vina, without. Ishwaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yaha, one who, nemi, of the realm of the will. Of his chariot. Nimnaihi, by the depression, akarot, meg, chayam, darkness, gnan, dissipating, sapta, seven, varidhin, oceans. Another translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada ki? Jai. There are many famous verses regarding Maharaj Priyavrata's activities. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could do what Maharaj Priyavrata has done. Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night and with the rim of his great chariot, he excavated seven oceans. Please repeat. There are many famous verses regarding Maharaj Priyavrata's activities. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead could do what Maharaj Priyavrata has done. Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night and with the rim of his great chariot he excavated seven oceans. Okay. The purport. There are many excellent verses famous all over the world concerning the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. He is so celebrated that his activities are compared to those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes a sincere servant and devotee of the Lord is also called Bhagavan. Sri Narada is called Bhagavan, and Lord Shiva and Vyasadeva are also sometimes called Bhagavan. This designation, Bhagavan, is sometimes conferred upon a pure devotee by the grace of the Lord, so that he will be very highly esteemed. Maharaj Priyavrata was such a devotee. Hare Krishna. Gaurapada Prabhu. Hare Krishna. More slokas or this, only this? 40 also? Okay. So, one more shloka. That's 40. Bhusamsthanam kritam yena sarit girivanadivih seema ca bhuta nivrityai dvipe dvipe vibhagasah. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. To stop the quarreling among different peoples, Maharaj Priyavrata marked boundaries at rivers and at the edges of mountains and forest, so that no one would trespass upon another's property. Haribol. And purport. The example set by Maharaj Priyavrata in marking of different states is still followed. As indicated here, different classes of men are destined to live in different areas, and therefore the boundaries of various tracts of land, which are described here as islands, should be defined by different rivers, forests and hills. This is also mentioned in relation to Maharaj Prithu, who was born from the dead body of his father by the manipulation of great sages. Maharaj Prithu's father was a very sinful, and therefore a black man called Nishada was first born from his dead body. The Nishada race was given a place in the forest because by nature they are thieves and rogues. As animals are given places in various forests and hills, men who are like animals are also destined to live there. One cannot be promoted to civilized life unless one comes to Krishna consciousness. For by nature, one is destined to live in a particular situation according to one's karma and association with the modes of nature. If man wants to live in harmony and peace, they must take to Krishna consciousness, for they cannot achieve the highest standard while absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Maharaj Priyavrata divided the surface of the globe into different islands so that each class of men would live peacefully and not clash with others. The modern idea of nationhood has gradually developed from the divisions made by Maharaj Priyavrata. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we are hearing about great king Maharaj Priyavrata. So we have been hearing in this chapter how great he was, how austere he was, a pure devotee he was, and by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his grandfather and his guru and his father, he accepted the responsibility of ruling the country, ruling the world. And finally, after ruling of many thousands of years, how many years he ruled? Anybody remember? Yes, Prabhu? 11 arbudas? 11 arbudas. Arbudas is like if you add 8 zeros, how many zeros? Yeah. So many years. So we can't imagine how many years. We're just living less than 100 years. But to speak of thousands and millions, and arbuda is much more than that. And enjoying and ruling country so nicely after so many years, finally he regained his position you know, his original position. And the text 37, he comes to this realization and he says, suddenly he says, "Oh my God, I made a mistake. I did so bad. What I did? Ahu asadhu anushtitam yad avineveshitu ham indriye avidya rachita vishama vishaya andakupe tad alam alam amushya vanitaya vinodamrikam mam bhik bhik iti garhayanchakara." He condemned himself. "Oh, I made a mistake. I so many years of enjoying. Because of this woman, I became the puppet of her hand. I just wasted my life. Oh my God, it's time for me to give up and go." As we hear in Bhagavatam, every time, you know, the king, you know, at a certain time, he just leaves home and goes to the forest. So Maharaj Priyavrata realizing that it's time for me to go. How long I'm going to be here? It's too much. Ahu asadhu anushtitam. Asadhu, it's not good. No good. If I remain in this household life, even though Brahma came, he was specifying him in the beginning of this chapter. Jitatmanaha swatma ratir buddhasya. Three qualities he mentioned. And that is in already in Priyavrata. Jitatmanaha swatma ratir. Jitatmana swatma ratir buddhasya. Grihasrama kimna karotyavadyam. But you already have senses under your control. And you don't need any other things to enjoy. You enjoy on your within yourself, within yourself. And you are so intelligent. You know how to utilize your life. So it is no problem for you to go in grihastha life. Three qualities has mentioned. Jitatmanah svatmaratir buddhasya grihasrama kimna karotyavadyam. What the household life will do to you? Nothing. You will come out at any time with your intelligence, provided by the Lord. So no problem. Rest assured, you will be okay. So that's the intelligence of Priyavrata Maharaj after so many thousands of years ruling the country. Now he regains. Ahu asadhu anushtitam. That's too bad. Hell on me. I can't live my life like this. Asadhu. Nasadhu. Nasadhu and asadhu is the same. Okay. Nasadhu. Sadhu means what? Sainty person, yes. Sadhu means good also. Sadhu means good. Sadhu, sadhu. Somebody does a really good job and will say, "Sadhu, sadhu, very nice." Different meanings, right? Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu bhavan astam. You please sit down very nicely. Asadhu, not good. Na sadhu manye yata atmanoyam. Asannapi klesada asadeha. Prahlad Maharaj told his father, this household life is not good. Na sadhu manye yata atmanoyam. The soul will fall in the dark well of household life. So better, hitva atma patam griham andakupam. You should give up this house and your demoniac nature. Go to the forest. Vanam gato yad hari masraheta. You go to the forest and take shelter of Lord Hari. Why you think that you are God or, you know, it's all powerful? It's not good for you. Na sadhu manye. For me, in my opinion, it's not good. Na sadhu manye. In the sixth canto, when Brihaspati came to the assembly of Devatas, demigods, when Indra forgot, Indra didn't recognize, I mean, Indra did not notice the Guru Maharaj came, or even he noticed that he didn't stood up and received him, and the Brihaspati immediately left. Guru Maharaj gone. He left assembly. And after that, Indra came to the sense and he said, "Oh, I did very, very bad. Not good for me." Abhuvat maya sadhu kritam vaida prabuddhina yanmaya iswarya mattina guru sadasikat kritaha. I have been polluted. I have been mad with my opulence. And because of that, today I have disrespected my guru, my spiritual master. He came to the assembly, and because I didn't respect him, he is gone. Asadhu. I'm just giving the word of asadhu. But Priyavrata Maharaj was realizing, asadhu, I did not do good. It's so wonderful. So wonderful he did by dissipating the darkness from the night. There was a day, 24 hours. In the world there are some places, I've not been there, but there are some places they barely have any nights. Gidanagar Prabhu, you know. Some places in the world, they barely have any nights. Day, 24 hours day, maybe few hours of night. The Priyavrata Maharaj created like that. Sun is rising in the morning around 6 o'clock. And then after 12 hours, a little more or less, he sets in the west. Priyavrata Maharaj thought, "Oh, that's not nice. Now we have to sit in the dark. No electricity. I will create another sun." So he created another sun. Just sun, like, you know, sun is giving light to the whole creation. He's created another sun like that, you know, with the chariot going. The chariot was moving. The chariot was moving with one wheel only. There was only one wheel. Yes. So many horses. A chariot has only one wheel. Just like sun god has. So he went on like that for seven nights. Daytime sun, nighttime Priyavrata Maharaj. So 24 hours you have light. How many books you can read? Hari Bol. Keep reading. You cannot sleep, there is no night. No night, no sleeping. Yes? Because Upanishad says, Diva Ma Swapsihi, don't sleep during the day. Hare Krishna. Not even Bhagavatam class. Diva Ma Swapsihi. It's instruction for brahmacharis. Those who get Upanayan, the Guru is supposed to instruct them like that. Diva Ma Swapsihi, Satyam Vada, Dharmam Chara, Swadhyayan Ma Pramada. Like that. So 24 hours people could read Bhagavatam. Oh, they become so much scholarly, I hope. And nobody is sleeping. Brahmatal is not nice. People have to sleep. Daytime is for working, nighttime is for sleeping. The body needs rest. Brahma came and stopped him. And he obeyed. Such a wonderful thing. Imagine anybody could create a thing like a sun. And, you know, the powerhouses in the world, you can combine them together and, try to create a light like that as sun god is giving. You know, light everywhere. Not possible. Is it possible? No possible. Who can do it? Therefore it says here, Priyabrata Kritam Karma, Priyabrata Kritam Karma, Kona Kuryad Vineswaram. The karma, the activities what Priyabrata Maharaj did, who can do? Vineswaram, without Lord. Without Lord, no, nobody can do. So perhaps he was the Lord, perhaps he was the partial incarnation of the Lord, so he could do it. You know, partial incarnation of the Lord can do extraordinary things. Kona kuriyat vinayaswaram, vinayaswaram, without Lord nobody can do such things. Therefore he must be Lord. Yo nemi nimneira kuru chayam khan saptavarihin. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that some extraordinary personalities are also called as Bhagavan. Bhagavan, as we know, the Sri Bhagavan Vacha Maya Saktamana Partha, who knows? In Bhagavad Gita we know Bhagavad Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan means Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan Vacha. But sometimes some other people are also, some other personalities are also known as Bhagavan. Bhagavan means, as we know, Bhagavan who has the six opulences in full. But even if one opulence somebody has in full, he is also called Bhagavan. So Bhagavan in that case means that somebody extraordinary personality, like Narada Muni. Sutta Goswami, Savanakarishi, he addressed Sutta Goswami and he said, he refers Sukadev Goswami as Bhagavan. Sutta jana sivadramte Bhagavan sattvatampati. Bhagavan sattvatampati. Bhagavan Vadarayani, he says. Bhagavan Vadarayani. Vadarayani means Vadarayana is Lord. Vadarayana is Brahma. No, sorry. Vadarayana is Vyasadev. Vadarayani means Vyasadeva's son, Shukadev Goswami. He is also known as Bhagavan. So, so Priyavrata Maharaj finally realized and he is going to leave the kingdom. It is already mentioned that he has divided his kingdom to his sons. All of his sons become king, and then they will rule different tracts of land. And then Maharaj Priyavrata will reside from his position and go to serve his Guru Maharaj, Narada Muni. So in this auspicious occasion of disappearance of Sri His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I would like to give little hints of his life. I don't know much, I didn't study much about him, but you know, as we know, he was a great preacher. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was born in 1950, 25th of February. I still don't know where he was born. Most probably South Africa. Anyone knows? America. Yes, America, in Alabama, right? In Alabama he was born. His name was John Favors, also known known as Tosombai Abdul, and later on, he studied at Princeton University. In his youth, he followed Martin Luther King, who was another revolutionary leader in the US. During his study, he was sponsored to go to South Africa and do some work. He went there and he joined Hare Krishna movement. He joined Hare Krishna movement. And he was known as Ghanashyam Das. Later he started preaching, and gradually he came to be governor commission, what we call GBC, governing body commissioner, member of governing body commissioner. He was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1997, February 16. He had many, many disciples. How many disciples? Not known, but many. And the disciples know him as Krishnapada. They know his holiness, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, is known, but also his nickname was Krishnapada among the disciples. Swami Krishnapada, or he met many, many great leaders in the world, prominent leaders like Nelson Mandela and Zambia's president Kenneth Kaunda. He wrote many books, many religious books, and he led some organization like community development in USA and other countries. He was a founder and director of Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology in Washington, D.C. During his life, he traveled around the world constantly and did lots of preaching. Finally, in 2005, June 27, he left the body and joined Sri Krishna's Nitya Lila. So that is today we are celebrating his disappearance festival and his memories. I do have a small little portion of lecture if you would allow me to play. Yes, can I? Stop here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anybody has any questions, please? Yes? Anybody have questions? No questions? Then we'll... by the way, in my last classes, there were some objections. Like Vajrasuni Mataji gave me a comment that she did not like the class because of some misunderstanding. Okay, so you can forgive me about it. If that was totally wrong or out of philosophical context, something was not proper, you can please forgive me. So we can always try to improve on that level. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.